am monitoring. K2 RCL Mobile. Jim, KRC2L. Over. N4WHM, this is K2RCL. Name's Russell. How you doing this morning? Well, over here in Hartwell, Georgia. How are you? Sun's finally out, so it's officially Monday for me. I'm headed in trying to get a little work done. This is the week, so work I have to do is around the house. I believe I'd rather be at my job. No doubt. I got stuff around the house I gotta do too, so I guess it's just gonna stack up. Eventually I'll get it all done. Took a couple of days off just to get caught up. That gets behind in a hurry. Yeah, it's about like anything else. You get one thing done and two more things come up that you gotta get done on top of that, so. Or, you know, owning a house is different than renting or living at home with mom and dad, as some of the young ones do. You always got something when you got a house.
Correct. Owning a house is a full-time job, no doubt. There's always something to do. If not, there's always something to do. But yeah, I'm gonna take today and tomorrow and Friday and try to get everything done so I can have the weekend.
Got the script flipped a little bit there. I'm going to be working today, tomorrow, and Friday, and then the weekend I'll be working on stuff at the house. We got a air conditioning unit we got to replace, so I'll be pulling it out and putting a new one in probably Saturday.
Looks like a little more work than I would enjoy, but having the AC here in the next few weeks will probably be well worth it as it warms up.
Yeah, I've got a old saying about it. You know, I can put on enough clothes to stay warm, but I can't legally take off enough to stay cool. So we'll definitely get the air conditioner fixed upstairs, and that'll make Mama happy, and as long as Mama's happy, everybody's happy.
More true words.
Okay. You know how the saying goes, there goes the neighborhood. Good morning, Steve.
Is this K2RCL?
Last time I checked, unless my wife changed my name or changed my call sign and didn't tell me.
I just couldn't think of anybody else. Think about trying to take off clothes in the middle of this kind of weather, I tell you. Hey, you're ready anytime you want to on that little project.
That? Me and Bill were talking this morning about all home projects and work we got to get done. How's Friday sound to you?
Fine to me. If that's what you want to do, boss.
These 2 days of rain kept me from doing anything over there on that job in Inman, so I'm headed over there today and tomorrow to try to get caught up for what I missed Monday and Tuesday. If you want to shoot for Friday, we'll knock that thing out Friday.
The crack of dawn?
At the crack of about 9, dawn.
Sounds like a winner to me, boss. You just come on, and we'll be all set. And I didn't mean to step in there in between y'all's nice conversation. Who else is in there?
Back in here, Bill. Come on with it.
That's him, Bill, out of Hartwell. Just taking a day off or two and talking on the radio.
Do any HF?
I haven't got my ticket for general. I'm actually studying for that for June. Right now, I just do the what's allowed by technician and DMR.
Huh. Sounds like fun with that DMR. I've been contemplating it, but I've had so much going on around here, around my house, that I tell you what. It's just one thing after another. And I still haven't got that mud finished yet there, Russ.
ID. Well, Steve, you're going to have to get on it and start slinging and sanding. That's all I can tell you. Talking about DMR, I know Patrick knows about it. He and I messaged back and forth a little. I actually built a DMR hotspot and got out for $45.15.
The Verizon.
I ordered the Raspberry Pi from Adafruit and picked up a MMDVM board off of eBay and got them put together, and it is functioning and talking on DMR now.
I'll tell you, now I need to get you to get, now, could you do that riding down the road in your vehicle?
I'm better. I got a YouTube video on YouTube that you can go watch and see how to build it yourself.
For setup, could you use it riding down the road?
Yeah, I can take my 878 handheld that's DMR capable, and I can connect that DMR hotspot to the hotspot on my phone, basically like connecting it to a wireless network. Once that's set up, yeah, it's just a matter of chunking the repeater and you're on and going.
Not yet.
I drove down the road with the phone sitting in the cradle here and tried it, but I have tried it there in the living room at the house. I set up the Wi-Fi network. Basically, when you go into the PiStar setup, it gives you the ability to add one or two or three or four networks, and I just added a second network, which is my phone, and gave it the username and password, and it'll connect to it when I set it up.
I'm going to tell a buddy of mine about that. That's what he's been trying to accomplish. I'll talk to you on Friday, and I'll get those details to pass on to you.
Sounds good, and I'm going to try to do a YouTube series on it on how to do the actual operating system loaded onto the SD card, and then turn around and how to set the PiStar software up for the DVM board, and then do a video on the calibration. That's the biggest thing that had me stumped, is I couldn't get it to communicate with the radio, and ended up there's an offset on the board, but there's a calibration tool in the like CMOS section of the PiStar where you can go in and basically just type in a string of information, and it'll put it into a space where it starts sending out a tone frequency, and you can adjust it up and down until the radio picks up like it should, and then you can do the math and get your offset, punch that in, and you're good to go.
Be where he's having his problem.
Problem with the calibration on mine. I bought one already put together and had the had to go in and change it, and found a video online that give you some tips on what offset to set, and once I did that, it worked like a charm.
Yeah, Bill, I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of these Chinese boards is they're not dead set on frequency. They're off by just a little bit, and with digital, I mean, if you're off just a little, it's not going to communicate. And was you able to go in and actually do the MMDV cal, or did you just pull a calibration number offline and punch it in?
Offline and put it in, and then watch the PiStar dashboard to see what the reading was, and adjusted it that way.
Gotcha. You can go into the expert mode and go into the SSH section, and you type in, I think it's Sumo PiStar MMDVMCAL, and that brings up the calibration section, and then I believe the command is lowercase b, and it'll take you into the BER section, and you key down on the radio, and it'll tell you what your percentage is, and if it's less than 1%, then you're as close to frequency as you're going to get. If it's above 1.5 or 2, then there's a adjustment that can be made to get you fine tuned.
Like I said, just watching on the dashboard what it was showing, and adjusted it two or three times and got it below 1%. And like I said, it started chirping like a bird after that.
If you're hitting below 1% on it, then you're basically dead on as far as frequency range goes, and you should hear everything clear, and they should hear you clear at that point.
Reports on the audio quality, and I've talked Australia, New Zealand, England, Spain, France, you name it. Once you get it set up, it's easy to talk.
Now, did you write your own code plug, or did you get a code plug for it?
I did my own code plug, and then I bought the Worldwide, or not the Worldwide, the Super code plug from Bridgecom, and merged it with what I already had, and sort of created my own. But I figured for $49 to get everything that Super code plug had, it was worth it.
Yeah, the Super code plug seems to have everything in it. And then you can go in and add your local repeaters. Like I've got the 610 repeater, the Mount Mitchell repeater, a couple of others programmed in there that I can hear from the house. I've got my little base radio set up where I've got all the channels in it that I can hear and transmit to from the house set up now. But yeah, that was the biggest thing I've noticed is the contact list seems to change almost weekly. It's like you have to do a contact list update to be able to get everybody, because there's so many people jumping on board with DMR that the contact list updates pretty regular.
It's exponentially every week. I've been downloading it, and I got the original 878, so it's only got 200,000 contacts, and I think I'm in the 190s right now. So the new ones have 500,000, but I'm just going to have to go with just seeing their ID number. I'm not going to buy a new radio.
There, I just got the 878 UV. I don't have the plus with the Bluetooth. I'm in the same boat. I've got the 200,000 contacts. I know the new one's got that 500,000. I seen an article the other day online. It said the prices are fixing to go up on them because of the supply chain. So they were trying to push for people to buy them prior to. But I don't know. We'll just have to see how the price ranges go. I think everything's going up exponentially right now, and won't be long we won't be able to afford to leave the house.
But yeah, there's some particular component. I read an article that, like I said, they can't get because of supply chain shortage, and it's going to make everything go up with the Anytones and I guess other radios as well.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating. I mean, I'd like to see things get back to normal here. But I think we're on our way. It's just if we can get everything caught up and supply chains will get caught up, we'll be back on the road to recovery.
Anyway, I think by fall, if things continue, we'll be in good shape. I work at the University of Georgia, and we're planning on a regular fall for the students and making plans like it's going to be a normal fall, so hopefully it'll work out.
RCO for ID. Yeah, I'd like to see everything get back to normal. Wife and I are wanting to jump in the RV and do some traveling, and just kind of waiting on things to settle down so we can get out and ride and sightsee and just enjoy our time.
Steve, you still in there? Didn't mean to run you off.
Oh, I'm just listening in and monitoring. Hey, Russ, have you got your COVID?
I hadn't yet. That's something that the wife and I were talking about. You know, back in February of 2020, when that thing first got started up, We were in, Dad and I were in Fairbanks and Delta Junction, Alaska. And we flew back through Seattle, Washington, where the first cases were reported. And immediately upon getting back home, both of us was sick as a dog for about a week and a half. And we're not 100% sure if we had it or not. There's really no way to go back and test now, but we didn't know anything about it and didn't realize that was possibly what we had. So the theory of it being is if you've had it and you get the vaccine, they say that it has the potential to cause you to be down for a couple of days or a week or so just because of the reaction to it and it working. And if that be the case, I got so much going on right now between this job over here and stuff at the house. I'm trying to get stuff caught up. That way I can go and get it and sit down and just relax and let it do whatever it's going to do.
I tell you what, my wife took the shot, and she works in medical, and she had not had it. And she still reacted the way you're talking about. She was down for 4 days. So that reaction, it don't matter whether you've had it or have not had it, you may still react to it. A lot of it depends on blood type.
I asked my wife what our blood type is. It's horrible that I can't remember it, especially because of the emergency services for 27 years. But she was reading, and apparently we have the blood type that is not as susceptible to get it as some of the others. But as far as the reaction goes, I don't know. And I just want to get this stuff caught up and done before the heat of summer. That way we can go and we can get that done, and then we can start working in the RV with air conditioner on and get everything cleaned up, prepped, and ready, and we can hit the road and enjoy ourselves.
They're actually talking about restricting travel. They've already restricted India and a few other countries, but they're actually thinking about it here in the United States.
Steve, you were pretty scratchy on that last transmission, but, you know, hopefully they won't restrict it, especially if you have the vaccine, we'll be able to go and do. I don't know, we've talked about making a trip back up to Alaska. We've talked about going up to Maine. We've talked about doing cross-country. We just hadn't nailed down an itinerary yet, but we definitely want to get out and do some. That's kind of why I took early retirement and got out.
Well, what they're talking about is if you have not had the vaccine, those are the only ones that will be restricted.
That's kind of what we had read and understood from the whole process. That's why we decided, you know, as soon as we get things slowed down and situated, it's not going to make any difference if we're down for a week or not, that we can go ahead and jump in and get that done, and that way we'll be covered and clear. We'll be card-toting Americans.
Shot a little over 6 weeks ago, and I didn't have any reaction. I actually took the Johnson & Johnson shot, me and my wife both, and we had zero reaction. So we got lucky. Hopefully it is working.
Then you know that effectiveness rate is only like 64% on the Johnson & Johnson. So you still need to be real careful.
We still watch what we do, where we go, and when we go to the grocery store, Walmart, we wear a mask. So, that's what was offered to us, and that's what we took. So, hopefully it'll do the job.
Hey guys, I hate to do it, but I just pulled in over here at the job, so I'm going to jump out of here. Steve, Bill, it was great talking with y'all this morning. And I'm sure I'll talk with you again at some point on the radio. But, gentlemen, you have an outstanding day. Enjoy the sunshine while it's out. And 73s from K2RCL, I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Russ, always good to talk to you. I'll see you Friday morning. 73s, bud. K and 4 of your WA. And, Bill, I'm going to go ahead and bug out on you, too. I'm I'm backing my truck up to my building. I got to start loading for some stuff. And I enjoyed this conversation this morning. And both of y'all, have a good day. And don't use that four-letter word too much. Work. Oh, I did it. K4 VWA, clear.
Gentlemen, who the heck, what was he talking to?
God.
Yeah, it's not God, it's just me.
Hey, Bill, put something over your microphone. You're allowed to catch something through the mic.
73's, Steve and Russ, y'all have a great day. Don't work too hard, and like I said, we'll catch you around again. This is M4WHM, Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be monitoring.
Talking about you yesterday, Dave.
I'm going to ID myself here. KB2HXS just kind of parked at the house here, waiting for a buddy of mine to get over here, going to work on his Jeep. But I hope you're talking nice things about me.
A young ham that was on the radio talking about how he had worked you to death on two different occasions.
Do what?
He was talking about how he had worked you to death on two occasions.
Oh, you talking to Jimmy?
Yep.
Death. It was funny because I called him the day after, or a couple days later, and he said he was taking a nice bubble bath and burning his candles and incense to try and recover from what I did to him.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, listen, I got to jump out of here and load my truck. I got to go over to Spartanburg and get a little... I've got to go and make some money, put it that way. I'm not going to use that four-letter word.
One's pocketbook. I got you. All right, Steve. Have a good afternoon. I'll be floating around the house here today. I gotta run down and go pick up a compressor. Hopefully this afternoon. I gotta do a compressor change out Friday morning up in Roebuck. So have a great day. 73 KB2HXS out.